Welcome to Deborah Byrne Psychology Services Podcast. I am Deborah Byrne, a psychologist, and your host for today. In my podcasts, I talk about a wide range of topics, including relationships, parenting, education, disability, mental health, and the most important topic I consider of all, self-care. I like to keep it informative and practical so that you can become empowered. This podcast is for adults and is for informational purposes only and should never replace your regular therapy sessions. Episode 76. How do I do self-care at Christmas? Christmas is fast approaching. We seem to ratchet up the stress at this time of year, more so than at any other time. So what are you going to do this year to practice a little self-care before the big day? I've listed some of the things I do below that really helps my self-care and stress reduction at this time.
Start off by making a list.
Santa isn't the only one who should make a list for a number of reasons. One, it helps you stay on budget. By making a list of food, presents, etc., you know what's needed and how much you'll need to spend. Stick to this list and the budget. You don't need to go into debt for Christmas. If money is tight and you have a big family, suggest the presents are only bought for children and you all get together to have Christkindle for each child in the family. So that you only have to buy for your children and one other child in the family. Please remember how badly you felt last year trying to pay off that debt after Christmas. Just don't go there this year. You owe it to yourself to do this, and if you are honest with no one else, at least be honest with yourself. Two, you get stuff done quickly. If you know what you want, you can head straight to a store and pick it up or order online. That's what I did. I had a list of who I wanted presents for. I headed out, bought what I needed, and that's it. I'm finished in one afternoon. This also helps if you don't like to be in shops when the crowds hit. You can be in and out as soon as the shops open and before others arrive. What else can you do to help with self-care and reduce your stress at the same time? Take some time for yourself in the run-up to the big day. Christmas is hectic, especially if you are the one hosting. So between now and Christmas Eve, I want you to spend some time just for yourself and relax. If you are finding it hard to relax, then please join my free group, Less Stress, More Success for Mums. Here are some other tips that you can use to help you do just that. Have a relaxing bath at least once a week. Light the candles, put in your favourite bath product, just sink into the bath and relax. If you are a stay-at-home parent, you can always do this after the kids are dropped off to school. Take all your breaks at work. Yes, lunchtime, 11:00, 3 p.m, etc. You need it. Life will go on, and if you are so busy that you never take a lunch, then I suggest you start doing it. Get outside for at least 15 minutes. You need vitamin D and it helps lift your mood also. Meditate. Try some mindfulness. Go on, give it a go. Just 10 minutes a day. It will change your perspective on life and reduce your stress levels. Take time for your hobbies. Have coffee with a positive friend and attend group meetings if you need to. If you're in a relationship, have a date night at least once this week or over Christmas. You don't have to go out, cook a meal together, set the table, light the candles, relax in front of the telly, or just play a silly board game. If you have children, remember you're showing them how two people love each other in a healthy way. Try to get to bed on time or a little early. Stop all social media on your phone at night and remove all distractions from the room. Try a journal. Getting your emotions and thoughts out of your head is important. It is also a great way to relax and help your mind switch off at night. It doesn't have to be anything special. A simple notebook will do. So start right now. Jot down your thoughts, no matter how silly. Just get them out and see what happens. Don't forget to add three things you're grateful for that day to the end of the page. It will, I promise, change your mind. Self-care on Christmas Day. Christmas Day can be hard for many of us, so do spare a thought for others less fortunate than yourself. In saying that, Christmas can be a time of loneliness and difficulties. So if you know someone who is spending time alone this Christmas, spare them some time. Time is a wonderful and precious gift. It costs us nothing but our willingness to give. Check on neighbours to see if they are all right. Call someone you know is alone. Spend even 10 minutes on the phone with someone is a more precious gift than any present you could give them. If possible, invite them to spend time with your family this year. Don't forget to set healthy boundaries. I know when families get together, it can be sometimes fraught with difficulties, but this is a time of forgiveness and letting go. I know that is easier said than done. Forgiveness is a one-way street. You forgive the person, but you don't necessarily reconcile with them. That would mean they wouldn't have to seek your forgiveness and change their ways. Forgiveness is about you and your mental health. It isn't about the other person. When you're with your family, it can cause so many issues to arise from your childhood, past hurts, sibling rivalry, etc. So what do you do? Well, the good old adage of counting to 10 helps. Mindfulness or a 3-minute breather helps here also. It trains your mind to take that step back and think before you speak. Slip off to the loo and inhale for a count of 7, exhale for a count of 11, for 3 minutes at least. Do this till you calm down. Don't drink too much, it only adds fuel to the fire. When people are drunk, they tend to say or do things they later regret. Don't be one of them. Don't take the bait either. I know it's hard. But if you stop dancing with the other guy, he has no partner to dance with. It's okay to get up and walk away or leave if you need to. You can also set a time limit on how long you will spend with certain people. Try to enjoy yourself. Focus on the children. Join in with their games. Avoid the family members who set you off. Remember, it's only one day. But remember, you also have a choice not to spend any time with anyone you don't have to. It's okay to turn down invitations from family and friends. You can create your own traditions as a family instead. Find a counsellor. If you are finding it difficult to manage your workload and stress, then seek professional help. If you don't and try to continue, you will find yourself burnt out. The key to recovery is to find some balance in your life. I offer a 12-week stress management coaching program for women, so you can make an appointment, and I will leave a link in the description below. Getting further help. If you or a loved one needs help over Christmas, you can call the Samaritans on 116 123 in the UK or Ireland, or your local emergency services if this is an emergency. There are links to many helpful blogs, podcasts and videos in the original post. I'll place a link to it in the description below. This will include SAD for winter and summer, free meditation courses, stress relief programs, how to journal, how to deal with loneliness, how to get a better night's sleep, how to deal with sibling rivalry, forgiveness and letting go of control. Thank you for listening to my podcast today. This podcast is also available in a blog format, which you can access at www.deborahbrownpsychologyservices.com. Don't forget, you can also subscribe to this podcast, follow me on social media at DB Psychology, or subscribe to our mailing list, which is full of freebies and keeps you up to date on the latest blogs and podcasts. Be sure to tune in next week.